This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Church bells rang, mosques called the faithful to prayer, and a moment of silence was observed today as a broken bay route marked 1 week since the catastrophic blast that left thousands of people dead and injured and devastated the heart of the city. The world is responding. David Beasley is the executive director of the UN World Food Program.
What we have done is we've diverted already ships, moving it toward Lebanon, 17,500 metric tons of wheat flour, which is critical for the bread for the people of Lebanon. We can have that here within about 2 weeks, because the country of Lebanon has about 2.5 weeks supply now for bread. So we can have that here in 2 weeks so that people will have bread on the table and won't miss a beat, so to speak. Now, that will give us about a 20-day supply.
The world is responding, and demonstrations continued for a third straight day after the government's resignation on Monday. As the global economy tries to regain its economic footing amid the virus pandemic, the U.S. is being seen as one of the chief risks to a worldwide rebound. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
In past downturns, the U.S. has been able to pull the world economy out of a rut. But analysts and exporters figure that's unlikely this time, as America deals with a virus surge and many businesses scale back or cancel reopening plans. From a luxury handbag maker in Italy to a hat maker in Asia, companies that rely on the U.S. market for sales say it's just not there. Analysts say the U.S.'s bubbling response to the pandemic is hurting its own economic prospects, while the European Union, China, and other entities are trying to regain some economic normalcy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. People in Hong Kong stood in long lines at newsstands early today to buy copies of the pro-democracy tabloid newspaper Apple Daily, one day after its publisher was arrested for violating the new national security law imposed by China. The newspaper printed 500,000 copies of Tuesday's edition, at least four times as many as usual. Despite the large number of copies, many vendors had sold out of their allotment of the paper within hours. The public reaction was sparked by the arrest of Jimmy Lai, the owner of Next Digital, Apple Daily's parent company, on suspicion of colluding with a foreign country. Belarus opposition candidate Svetlana Tsihanouskaya said Tuesday she fled to neighboring Lithuania after a second night of post-election demonstrations in Belarus with clashes between protesters and police. Tsihanouskaya, who rejected the official results that showed her losing to longtime President Alexander Lukashenko, said leaving Belarus was a difficult decision, but that she did so for the sake of her children. Russia has become the first country to officially register a coronavirus vaccine and declare it ready for use. Despite international skepticism, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
At a government meeting, President Vladimir Putin said the vaccine has undergone proper testing and is safe, adding that one of his daughters has already been inoculated. Putin says the shot has proven efficient, offering a lasting immunity from the coronavirus, with medical workers, teachers and other risk groups the first to be inoculated. However, scientists at home and abroad have been sounding the alarm that the rush to start using the vaccine before phase three trials, which normally last for months and involve thousands of people, could backfire. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday said his relationship with Chinese President Xi Jinping has frayed in the wake of the novel coronavirus pandemic and has not spoken to his Chinese counterpart in a long time. President Trump told Fox Sports Radio in an interview, citing their phase one trade deal hammered out last year and signed in early 2020. The president says his feelings changed amid COVID-19. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in the Czech Republic today, having given a speech commemorating the U.S. role in liberating the region during World War II. The secretary compared the efforts of U.S. troops to the Czech and Slovak troops who responded to the Russian invasion of 1968.
The principles that they fought for democracy, for freedom, for the rule of law, respect for human rights, market economies, a return to the West.
Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News.